So you look at this particular paragraph, it's so beautiful. And actually the fifth patriarch hinted to sincere. You should automatically realize that nature. But sincere don't have the roots. He was so near and yet so far. Why? So we will discuss this, which is very important. So when the fifth patriarch commended Sun Xiu for the stanza or the poem, he told all the other disciples, he said, "This is good. Practice according to this data. You will not fall into the evil realm," which is very true. Well, this is mindfulness at the Theravada level, and you will receive great benefits. Very true. Light incense and pay respect to this data. Yes, at the Theravada level. Recite it, and you see. Recite it, and you will see your essential nature. Means when you really cultivate, recite it, diligently cultivate it, then one day when your parami is there, if you have your path, you straight away will realize your essential nature. So all this hinted to Sun Xiu, and he somehow talked to Sun Xiu privately. He said, "You have arrived at the gate of enlightenment, but you haven't entered it. With this level of understanding, you still have no idea what that supreme Bodhi is, or the true mind, the Bodhi mind is. So upon hearing my words," means the words of the fifth patriarch, "you should immediately recognize the original nature, or the true mind, the essential nature, which is the unborn and unseen." Then the next sentence is very important. "At all times, see it clearly in every thought." This is what the realization is. Your mindfulness and the clarity of awareness is so stable. At all times, realize that nature. See it clearly. So this particular stanza is very important. This particular understanding is very important. At the end, he adds in this one, "At all times, see it clearly in every thought, with the mind free of all mental hindrance." Means your spiritual faculty must be very stable too. Then only you can have this ability to see that nature, to realize that nature. Means that nature is all the time with you. In the one reality, everything is real, and all phenomena are just as they are. You know, that thing is the unconditioned. That thing reflects truth and reality. You understand? So why did the fifth patriarch say that? You have to understand from the poem. Because Sun Xiu, he followed the Theravada tradition. He said, "Our body is like a Bodhi tree." You know what is a Bodhi tree? What is a Bodhi tree? It's the tree that the Buddha sat beneath and become enlightened in. Bodhi signifies enlightenment. Then why he say your body is like the Bodhi tree? Based on your understanding of the Theravada teaching. The Buddha mentioned it a few instances. One of them, he said, "Within this phantom length body, along with perception, thought, and mindfulness, I proclaim the world, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that lead to the cessation." Means this physical body, if you know how to make use of it to cultivate, means within this phantom length body, along with perception and thought, and also mindfulness, he can proclaim the Four Noble Truths. Which means what? That this physical body with the five aggregate can bring about awakening, enlightenment. The other part that the Buddha mentioned is the four foundation of mindfulness. Do you remember? The four foundation of mindfulness. He said, this is the only way. Ekayano bhikkhave bhikkhu, for the purification of being, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, to realize the enlightenment, namely the four foundation of mindfulness. So if you develop mindfulness on this four foundation, you will realize enlightenment. And what are the four foundations? What are the four foundations? What are the four foundations? Huh? Ah, kaya, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma. Within your physical body, do you have all this? You have, isn't it? This one, kaya, is a physical body, isn't it? Physical body. This vedana is the feeling aggregate. And this citta is your thought, or some call it the content of consciousness. Then this Dhamma is essentially truth or Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Without the five aggregate of form and mind, you cannot arise. You cannot know the world. You cannot interact with the world. That's why everything that happens within the form and mind is the truth, is the reality. That's why you can cultivate mindfulness of kaya, kaya nupassana, mindfulness of feeling, vedana nupassana, then mindfulness of the thought process or the, they call it the content of consciousness, citta nupassana. Then you can also cultivate dhamma nupassana, mindfulness of dhamma, the five category of dhamma that the Buddha taught. But these are the truth that he has taught. That's why sensu knew this. That's why he said our body is like a bogey tree. Because these four things are there. If you cultivate it, you can realize the enlightenment. But he went very diligently and he did until, I should say, he is already almost there. That's why the fifth here said, at the gate of enlightenment. But he doesn't know how to go in. Why? Because enlightenment inside got no name, no concept one. So what happened is, the next stanza, what did he say? Our mind is, what did he say? Look.
Like a mirror bright, a mirror on the sand.
Ah, mirror bright on the sand. Is that the true mind? It's definitely not the true mind, isn't it? Because he thinks that mundane mind that keep on reflecting, yeah, is the true mind. That's why he get caught. But he know he must use that to cultivate. That's why he said that mind, you must polish until it shine. Means what? Bright and clear. Means no defilement. Ever radiating, shining. Then, so that no dust can alight, which is avoiding all evil, you could understand that. But he doesn't know how to purify the mind to realize the true mind. Because the true mind is nothing to do with the thought, the mundane mind. What he needs is don't hold on to the practice. Who practice? The thought practice. And he didn't stabilize his mindfulness, awareness. He hold on to the teaching and very, very diligently cultivate. And yet he's trapped. So now you understand why he cannot go through. But to him, he still thinks his stanza and poem is correct. He has done nothing wrong. That's why he think for many days. He cannot come up with the answer. So what happened is, he failed to penetrate reality because he doesn't have the true mind or the silent mind to observe and to realize that nature, to insight into phenomena and go beyond reality. So he's caught in reality. When he says, so that no dust can alight, what does it mean? What is dust? Huh? Defilement, isn't it? So he's still got reality. He still got defilement and wholesomeness, non-defilement. That's why he wants the perfect, the wholesome. The unwholesome with the evil root, he doesn't want. And what are you doing? You create duality through what? Like the Buddha said, it must be sati idang hoti. When this arises, that arises. When you have dust, you will have the opposite. And this is what your thoughts create. And through your own thoughts creation, this duality, you want to root it out. With what? With thought again. So if you were to follow his instruction, polish until it shines so that no dust can alight, what will you become? Can you live life or not? Every day also ever mindful, must not have defilement. That is not wisdom, Manasana. When you have wisdom, you don't have to do anything. You're just silent. Then you observe, you understand, then you transcend reality. To transcend duality means don't hold on to anything. Don't try to know. Develop the awareness nature. That's why silent everything, Wu Nian. He didn't read the six Patriarchs Platform Sutra, the three hallmarks of waiting. He didn't read. But he read a lot of Theravada Foundation. Understand? So he got caught. Then coming to what Eng Bi has written here for me, Ming Xing Jian Xing. You must have the clarity of mind, means the silent mind, the true mind, to realize that nature. Jian Xing is to realize that nature. Then the other one is Liao Liao Jian Xing, exactly like what the fifth Patriarch said. When you clearly realize that nature, you no need to remember one. Anytime, anywhere, that understanding is there. Even in battle, that understanding is there. That's why you must realize it until it's very clear. Liao liao jian xing, until you understand what that nature is. Then you will see the big difference between what that nature, the true mind, the awareness nature, and the mundane mind that create all the havoc through delusion. Through wrong thought, through wrong view. That is what the teaching is all about. So now you have a clearer picture or not. Yeah? So do not be gullible. The sutta are beautiful, but can only be understood by the enlightened being. If you don't have the awakening enlightenment, you go and interpret the sutta and through commentary you want to share and teach, you better be careful. What you share and what you teach can never be the truth. Why I say that? Because without that nature realizing it, no way, no way. It becomes knowledge, thought-based. You cannot awaken. Can follow? So this one is very important. Huh?
He went to the wall and asked a district officer there to write a poem of his own for him. The officer was surprised. How extraordinary you are, literate, and you want to compose a dasa. Whereupon Hui Neng said, if you seek supreme enlightenment, do not like anyone. The lowest class may have great insight, and the highest class may commit foolish acts. In veneration, the officer wrote Hui Neng's data on the wall for him, next to Sun Xiu's, which stated, body is fundamental without any tree. The mind is neither a sand nor a mirror bright. Originally, there was nothing. Where can any dust alight?
Okay, read the mantra.
Fu ti fen wu su. 明镜亦非台,本来无异物,何处惹尘埃?
Now you can understand the six Patriarch Sutta. Hui Neng, now become very clear, very easy. Yeah, after you realize that nature, you realize Shen Xiu was completely out. Yeah, he took the mundane mind to be the true mind. That's why he tears sincere spray of apart. The first sentence, stanza already tear apart. Gu ti bo hi, fundamentally is not a tree. Means you may be correct, but you don't know how to cultivate. That's why it leads you to reality that obstructed your ability to understand and awaken. So he said, fundamentally, Bohi is not a tree. And I said, when you talk about Bohi tree, body is like a Bohi tree. Because Bohi is what? Wisdom, isn't it? So wisdom is to awaken too. How can it be a tree? So because of that, the first stanza already tear him apart. Then he said, your mundane mind, Ming Jing Yi Fei Tai. He said the true mind has nothing to do with the mirror bright understand. You understand now? Then what is the true mind? Ah, when they act. What did he act? Pen Lai Wu Yi Wu. What is the meaning? Ah, originally it's empty. There's nothing inside there. Where can the dust align? The duality that you create. Who hold on to that reality? Who grabs? The deluded one with the five aggregate of form and mind, so deludedly conditioned, become upadana khanda, then you grab. That's how you get into trouble. Originally, that true mind, that nature, is empty. Penlai wuyi wu. So when you don't give rise to a thought, to an idea, to duality, you don't grasp and hold on to that duality, then where is the dust? Like the Buddha mentioned, imas means sati, idang hoti. When this arises, that arises. That imas means ahasati. When this ceases, that ceases. So it's very clear, isn't it? When you create one aspect of the duality, when you say dust, the other side, automatically, like you say good, whatever that is not good, the opposite will arise. Understand? So when you don't hold on to the duality, means there is no good, means no bad. Then who is creating all this delusion and fall into his own creation? Developed by the mundane mind and the thought. So since you fail to understand this, so with Hui Neng's poem, that's why they know this guy, although illiterate, if he can come up with this style of stanza or poem, he is the real one. That's why after that you read on, you will understand. Yeah? He actually has the understanding already, but he needs somebody, yeah, to actually just give him a pointer or two, then he will come to great awakening. That's why the fifth day they are saying, he dare to say, this hasn't seen the essential nature either. Based on what? Based on Hui Ning coming to see him, what did Hui Ning say? Ah, I seek Buddhahood. He doesn't know how to walk that way. He wants to understand how to walk that way to Buddhahood. That's why he is very unique. He has realized the true mind, that the essential nature to be the Buddha, he hasn't realized. That's why he seeks Buddhahood. That's why he told the people here, I came to seek for only Buddhahood, nothing else. You teach me the same good way or I'm not interested. So this is the meaning. And the other aspect of this Sixth Vipya Sutta is you look at the way Hongren, the Fifth Vipya, communicate with Hui Ning. The next part is the most beautiful. When the Fifth Vipya agree to meet up with Hui Ning, in the middle of the night, sankan, I think. I don't know what time is it. It's in the Mandarin or the olden days Chinese way of specifying what time. Huh? I think every can is about 2 hours, yeah, not wrong. Yeah? So when he went and see him, immediately he passed him the mind to mind seal understanding, where the patriarchship is being transmitted. And the three patriarchs knew very easy to awaken winning. That he has realized the true mind. He has the understanding. The only thing is he doesn't know how to walk the bodhisattva way to Buddhahood. To walk the bodhisattva way to Buddhahood is, again, to understand the two aspects of Dhamma. The conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma. That's why the moment what word should we use? The moment the fifth patriarch came to that explanation, he said, this mundane mind, you must learn how to use it and not be deluded by it. That one trigger of great awakening in Huining. Because his problem is, he was born without the mundane mind, understand? Huining was born without the mundane mind. That's why he cannot understand what this thing is. He doesn't understand, human being cannot understand all the way they have this mundane mind, this problem. So when he mentioned that, Huining straight away realized that birth after birth, when you come as a living being, there is this mundane mind. Even though that life, he was born without the mundane mind. That's how you can understand all this. He inherited it. Then when he told him that, then he know how to live life within the conditioned world. Understand now? Even though he used his supramundane mind. But he still know there is a duty and all those things. The five agreeable form of mind. So everything becomes clear to him. Then his amazing statement, he said, how amazing is it? Those few descriptions about that nature that he suddenly came to understand was so beautiful, so profound. After Shen Xiu failed to come up with a stanza, the fifth patriarch decided to call Huineng in and with his understanding, he will definitely be the next patriarch. That's why when he called him in, when he reached that path, actually he was proclaiming the Diamond Sutta. So the Diamond Sutta, he must have mentioned the four stanza. 一切有为法,如梦幻泡影,如露亦如电,应作如是观. Straight away, Huineng will understand. Then after that, he continued to explain further, he said. This mind, he said, you must learn how to use it, yet be free from any attachment or deluded by it. And that is the mundane mind. That's why with that, the whole zigzag muscle fall into place. Huineng only need to understand that. Then he straight away knew the mundane mind is the one that created all this phenomenal world. That's why he straight away expressed that understanding to the fifth patriarch. How amazing that the self nature is originally already perfect, pure, understand now? How amazing that the self nature is unborn, undying. That's why I say it's eternal. It was never born. How can it die? That's why it's the unborn. And because it's never born, it can never die. Then how amazing that the self nature is inherently already complete. This one. You don't have to do anything. The true mind already there. Understand now? Without thought, it's already there. It's just like you search for truth. That truth is already within you. But you still don't believe. Your thought tells you so. No, no, no. I must go to this religion, I must go to that religion, I must do this, I must do that, I must do all that. what they call so-called spiritual activity, and meditate and do other things. The real meditation is like what Jai Krishnamurti said. There is no effort. Wherever there is effort, there is no meditation. Wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. What does it point out to you? Who is the meditator? The thought isn't. Because without thought, you don't know how to meditate. That's why you start with thought. So Jai Krishnamurti said, wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. Which is so true. Because it's supposed to start with awareness. No one inside that. Then, who is the one that exert effort? Practice. Want to be enlightened. It's the thought again, isn't it? That's why wherever there is effort, somebody creates to do things or exert whatever to drive the practice is creating more thought. That's why there is no meditation. So with all this understanding, Huineng actually under the Sixth Paithya Sutta developed a very good Mahayana understanding of what that true nature is, what that true mind is. That's why he came out with the three hallmarks after that. Before him, there was no such understanding and teaching. He said, the way he teach is different from the previous teacher. He takes you direct to the true mind, the silent mind. That's why he come out with the first hallmark is union. He said, develop this ability to be without thought. So all this comes from his understanding, and he realized it. This nature is without thought. That's a thought-based meditation will fail. You cannot touch that nature. When thought is active, you can never be in the state of awareness. Man can only do one thing at a time. When you are completely silent without thought, then you can be aware of what is going on. But when you are lost in thought, preoccupied with your thinking, verbalization and chattering, or whatever duality inside there, when thought is active, how can you be aware? Understand? Not? And this is very clear to cultivators who have the understanding. So to have this ability to understand this, and from now onward, stop be deluded by the thought again, to analyze, to reason, and to do all those like justification or what, then deludedly, diligently practice, practice, practice. Who practice? That's why all the method and technique are skillful means to train the mind to be aware. After that, stabilize it. There is no practice. Why must you practice to be aware when you already aware? It's like you ask a fish to practice how to swim. Understand? The fish by nature know how to swim. Like our physical body. The physical body is actually lighter than water. Understand? So its true nature is, I always use the word wrongly, a buoyancy. Buoyance. Means, to learn how to swim, you don't have to practice. Understand? You don't have to like try very hard. Where you're scared, you drown. Understand? But the moment you go into water, every part sink down. Understand? Then when you completely let go and they tell you you will float, you don't believe because the buoyancy force hasn't built up. You continue to go down. But if you have the faith and the patience, you continue to let it go down. Then suddenly you realize there is a buoyancy force that push you up. Then you realize you float. And to swim, no need effort. Just move. Understand now? Then you are in the state of buoyancy. That is your natural state. So your mind is the same. The true mind is that nature. And that nature is what you are seeking. to realize, to awaken to. But you don't believe that you have that nature. That's why the teachings say every living being, they have the Buddha nature. Yeah, every form and mind, there's a gateway to connect you to that nature. But to connect, you must cease the thinking, the mundane mind, the delusion that created all this. Avijja Paccaya Sankhara, the dwelling, Paticca Sampada. You have to cease all this. So this particular sutta is most beautiful. Okay? So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.